Blog Talk Radio. evening, everyone. Thank you for joining in on this Friday night. Tomorrow is the 20th anniversary of 9/11 for the USA, with America having that situation that happened in New York. So we will be keeping America in prayer. We will have America on our prayer list for the rest of this evening through tomorrow, and basically should have been praying all the time, but throughout the rest of our lifetime, we would never forget that horrible day. We would also never forget to keep giving God thanks, praise, and glory for it not being as bad as it could have been, and with all of the other cities that they tried to target, but it was not yet to come to pass, and we thank God for that. I want to say I am your host for tonight's service. My name is Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and on tonight I am so excited about what God is going to do. God is going to bring forth a word, because tonight's service is assigned to you, me, and everyone else that will be looking in, listening in live, and in the archives that will go back and look and see it again. The prophet texted in and said he will be on Facebook in about 5 minutes. So we're just waiting for the man of God to check in, because we want to make sure we're checking out what God has for us on tonight. I just want to say to you all, I thank God and I take nothing for granted. Not a breath, not a moment, not a second. Nothing for granted, because we know that tonight, let alone tomorrow, is not promised to anyone. And while we can, we better be seeking God early, whether it's early in the morning, early in the noonday, early in the evening, or early in the late hours. We better be seeking God for what's about to come on this earth, because his word teaches us that we are not ignorant of Satan's devices, and that we should always be prepared. Let's not be like the foolish brides that did not have enough oil. Some had oil and some didn't. At this day and time, we need not to go looking, wanting, hoping, and wishing we can borrow some, because you must have a personal relationship with God. You must come equipped with your own oil. Ah, somebody didn't hear me. I said you must come equipped with your own oil. So if you don't have a mind, a heart, or an unction to be saved, I pray that you do as of now, and especially after the man of God releases on tonight the invitation to the kingdom of God, because the doors are open. The Lord is waiting on you. The Lord is waiting on me. The Lord is waiting on us to just let him know that he is our choice. You know how when you was a little girl or a little boy, you wrote a letter. The little boys mostly wrote letters to little girls that said, would you be my girlfriend? Or, you know, Valentine's Day, would you be my Valentine? So I suggest you check the box, yes. Don't check no, and definitely don't check maybe so. I suggest you check the box, yes, and say, yes, Lord, I will be yours. I will be willing, I will be able, and I will be ready. Because, God, my heart is open tonight to you, saying yes to your will and to your way. I thank God for the opportunity to be in my right mind. I thank God for everything he's done for me in the past couple of days. I had went to the hospital, and they kept me, and they diagnosed me with pneumonia. But I say, God, I don't care what's going on with me. Your will be done. I thank God for his strength. I thank God for his mercy and his grace. For we don't have a lot of time. Most of us got more time behind us than we do in front of us. It ain't got nothing to do with age. It's got to do with where we at in our mindset, in our life with God. Because we know a lot of people are not getting old these days. Some ain't even getting out of their months. They're not getting to the first year. But we better know that we know that we know God is able. God is able. We have to pray constantly, Lord, prepare me. I thank God for the songs he put in my heart. I thank God for the songs he's putting in my mind, in my spirit ear, in my inner ear. I thank God for my spirit man who's constantly interceding for me on the right hand of God. I thank God for mercy and grace. God is so awesome. God is so awesome. I'm so in love with Jesus. I want you all to know that God has your name on his lips. What is he saying about you? That's my question. What is God saying about you? Do he say, I know you? Or do he say, I don't? I want God to say, I know her. I want him to say my name, whatever name you know me by. I want him to have all them names down. My birth name, my nickname, my different names my family and friends call me. I want them to have that down. I also know her as that. Yes. I don't want none of my names to be a surprise to God that when he hear me, he say, who? When somebody call me that, he say, what? When somebody say, huh, he say, I don't know. I know her. I want him to say he know me. I thank God because I know God. God, I don't want to run from you. I want to run to you. You are my high tower. Yes, Lord. I thank God for the man of God because he's going to release on tonight. And I'm hoping and praying that the end of this service that you will be able to unmute your phones. I hope you muted it so that when the man of God is speaking, you won't miss anything and nobody else will miss it because of the background. I want us to hear what God has to say. I want you to get your papers, your pens, your pencils, your notebooks and pads. Get your word so that you can follow along because nothing is like reading the word for yourself because then there's no excuse. No excuse. God is not going to let us come with some what-us, some should-us, some could-us. No, he's going to say there's no excuse. You could have heard it, but you didn't want to listen. You could have read it, but you didn't want to read it. You could have found out, but you didn't ask. Oh, Lord, I don't want to miss you, oh, God. With nothing I have on the altar, with no questions, no requests, God, I don't want to miss you. I'm going to check right now to see if the man of God is on the line. Man of God, are you on the line? He just clued up on Facebook.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't hear you on Blog Talk, but I'm going to go on and let you up. Go on and have your way. I'm going to let you pray us in and take the service from here. And just bless us on tonight because I know God got something to let release. Get like the wind. Let it go. It's in your hands, man of God.
Sharing light. Let's make sure that we are spreading the word, if it be at all possible. All right? I'm excited to be here because of work schedules, work obligations. I haven't been able to be here in the past couple of weeks, either out of town or ministry or work, one way or another. We've been somewhat obligated, but we're glad, grateful tonight that we're able to be with you tonight on Facebook Live and Facebook Live as well as Blog Talk Radio. I am absolutely and positively excited. Amen. I'm going to pray real quick. Father, we just give you praise and we give you honor and we give you glory. Father, we ask, oh God, that you give us ears to hear, a heart to receive, and the will to obey, and the wisdom to manifest what you would say to us tonight. Let no flesh glory in your sight, oh God.
Man of God, we can't hear you on Facebook. still no sound. No sound. Still no sound.
Okay, are you not getting sound on Facebook Live, or are you not getting sound on Blog Talk?
I'm getting you on Blog Talk now, but nothing on Facebook Live.
Nothing on Facebook Live. Okay. All right. Let's fix that and see what we got going on. What about now? You guys let me know if you can hear me. Give me a thumbs up. Anybody can still know? All righty.
No.
No volume. Let's see what's going on here. All right. Let's do it. And
no sound on.
Let's do that.
Yeah, Blog Talk, yes, but no Facebook.
Okay. All righty. I'm going to turn that off there and see if that lets me do that here. On Facebook, let me know if you can hear me now.
It's an interrupted video on Facebook and no sound. But on Blog Talk.
All right, give me 1 second, guys. We're going to get this rectified one way or another.
Yes. Every time the man of God brings us a strong word, the devil get busy. But saints, let's pray in the name
all
of
right.
Jesus.
What about now? Can you guys hear me on Facebook Live?
No, it says my video interrupted.
Video is interrupted on Facebook Live. All right, let's see how we are connected via the internet here.
It's live on Blog Talk.
Okay. Alrighty, still no sound, guys, on Facebook Live?
No video moving or live talk. Everything's on pause.
All right, the devil hate me today.
Yes, he do. I know it. I feel it in my spirit all day. You got a strong word.
Alrighty. All right, what's we going to do? We're going to come out of this all together. We're going to delete this.
All right.
We're going to trash that, and we're going to start all over.
That's it. That's
it. Let's try this all over again.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, I hear you on Facebook Live and Blog Talk.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Awesome.
All right. The devil had me twisted. I shall not be defeated. Amen. I shall not be defeated. Sometimes you've got to, that's a good prelude to what we'll share tonight. Sometimes we see things, and sometimes what we see will cause us to give up and to throw in the towel and to retreat, or even to be, sometimes we won't necessarily give up fully, but sometimes we will procrastinate, and we will procrastinate in what God has given us to do and to say. Thank you, Lord, I feel the power already. And so with that being said, because we procrastinate, we miss the timing of God. And with missing the timing of God, we miss the opportunity of God. And sometimes we'll say delay is not denial. Beloved, let me hear me real good. Listen to your little brother real good. Sometimes for some of us, delay is denial because you miss the timing of God. And sometimes The timing of God is just as important as the obedience to God. As you'll find out when Jesus said, I must need to go through Samaria. In other words, he said, this is where I've got to go through, because when I get through there, there's somebody needing me at this particular time. He sends the man for the ass at a particular time. If you notice, he waits on purpose with Judas, with Lazarus until Lazarus is dead. Why? Because timing is everything when it comes to God's plan. Or when it comes to what God is saying for us, the timing is everything. Please believe me and hear what I'm saying to you as we walk in the place of complete obedience. You are destined to be a certain place, but you're also destined to be at a certain place at a certain time. Are you listening to me? I'm teaching good already. And so then I then have to believe God for the correct timing. Sometimes we are lazy in our faith, and we are lazy in our obedience to God because we feel like as long as we do it, it should be okay. But the Bible says there is a time and a season for everything. And sometimes we miss the timing of God and we are behind schedule. We are lackadaisical, and we are getting a grace blessing simply because you were not on time. Had a man of God, Bishop Rory R. Marshall, one of my greatest mentors, he said to me, he said, hey, you are a powerful man of God. You operate in the fivefold ministry. He said, but you've got to get this timing thing correct. And me being young at the time, I felt like, you know, as long as I get there, I'm going to get there for what I'm supposed to get there in. He says, as a prophet of God, and now this was before, amen, I was per se accepting the office of a prophet. He said, as a prophet of God, and that man of God could see into me, he said, as a prophet of God, you have to speak a word at a specific time. If you are not there to speak a specific word at a specific time, you then mess up the destiny of somebody else. He said, imagine if God decides to tell your body to breathe too late. Oh, man. Help me, Holy Ghost. He said, you are supposed to wake up at a certain time. Your body is supposed to breathe at a certain time, and your body is supposed to be alert by a certain time. He says, what happens if God is late telling you to breathe? I don't hear nobody saying nothing. So if God must be an on-time God, we must be an on-time people. And I'm not talking about just Kronos. I'm also talking about Kairos. Amen. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. There is a certain time for you to be in a certain place to do what God has told you to do, to say what God has told you to say, to be where God has told you to be, to get what God has designed for you to receive, to give what you're supposed to give. Hallelujah. God would cause certain people to cross your path at certain times. But if you are late, you are not on time, you are delayed, you are procrastinating, you are making excuses, then you miss the conjunction of God concerning your life and theirs. And if you're not careful, you'll end up with somebody's blood on your hand simply because you were not operating in the timing of God. So once again, beloved, understand that sometimes delay can be denial. I know in church it makes us feel good because it makes us feel that when things did not come in the timing that we think it should have been, it's not too late. That's not your call. Let me make it real plain and clear. That's not your call. Matter of fact, that ain't none of your business. You need to be where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there, how you're supposed to be there. Hallelujah. Because we have to see things through the eyes of faith. And we want to share to you tonight. We want to see things through the eyes of faith. Somebody shout, somebody type in, through the eyes of faith. Sometimes we're so busy looking at things through our troubles, and we're looking at things through our past, but God wants to give us Corrective lenses. Come on. Somebody just type that in for me tonight. Corrective lenses. Corrective lenses. God wants us to be in a place, hallelujah, where we understand, hallelujah, that there are things that we need to see, not from a place of carnality, not from a place of personal experience or even personal knowledge, but we've got to see them, hallelujah. Bless the Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost already. We got to see them as God sees them. Hallelujah. My God, I won't get too loud already. I remember my mother testifying when she was praying for my dad to be saved. Hallelujah. The Lord said to her, he said, Sandra, see him as I see him. See him as the king. See him as the priest. See him as the saved, sanctified man of God that he is going to be. Beloved, I'm asking you, how are you looking at your life? How are you looking at your problem? How are you looking at your situation? Are you looking at your situation through personal experience? Or are you looking at your situation through the eyes of faith? Hallelujah. Why? Because now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Let's start there for just a moment. Let's park there for just a moment. Let's park there for just a moment. Give me 1 second. Thanks of God, I got to get a charge. Ain't God all right? Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Keep it out. You'll be all day with Freddie Jr. and Jaden. Devices need to be charged. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. So as we operate, we have to operate in the eyes of faith. You don't see me, but I'm still talking. We have to operate in the eyes of faith. We have to operate as if we see it already. And although sometimes what we're looking at is completely contrary to what God said, we can't look at it like that. My father would always tell me, he said, sometimes it may get worse before it gets better. God, I feel the Holy Ghost down in my soul. It may get worse before it gets, hallelujah, bless the Lord. It may get, my God, help me, Holy Ghost. It may get worse before it gets better, but keep looking through the eyes of faith. It says now faith is the substance of things hoped for. I want to break that. I want to stay in that one verse for just a few minutes. It's the substance of things hoped for. Now listen to me. I don't care what you have, whether it be a food, a material, a solid, a liquid. It has to have substance. Anything without substance will fail. Anything without substance will evaporate. Anything without substance is no good. It's not dependable. Help me, Holy Ghost. Even if it's a liquid, it still must have substance. Hallelujah. You got to have H2. In order to complete H2O, in order for it to be water. If you got H1 and O, it's not water. If you got O with no H2, it's not water. The H2 and the O together allows that to have substance. That hydrogen, I believe it's called hydrogen oxide, to come together and to create water. But those two things together, hallelujah, bless the Lord, but makes water have substance. Bless the Lord on my soul. And so in other words, we have to make sure that we are operating with substance. And then so how, prophet, do I have substance within faith? I read the word. My faith, my God, is based off the word. The songwriter said, my faith looks up to thee, O Lamb of Calvary. My faith, my hope is built on nothing less. Then Jesus' blood and righteousness, my faith is built on the word of God. Because when all else fails, it's his word that's going to stand. When all else fails, it's his word that brings life. It's his word. Amen. If you're still here with me on Facebook Live, give me some thumbs up. When all else fails, it's the word that's going to stand. And sometimes we've got so many issues, so many things going on that we cannot hear the word of God like we need to hear it. We don't see the word of God like we need to see it. We are hoping that God would do something, but we don't really have the faith that he will. As the man of God said, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. Why? Because we believe God can do it, but sometimes we don't believe that God is going to do it for us. Yeah, the devil real mad at me today.
real mad at me today. He hates my stinking guts. It's okay. He got me twisted. I'm going to keep on talking. If I got to come back and do this video live again, I'm going to do that. Because it's just that important that we understand. That's important for us to see through the eyes of faith. It is absolutely imperative that we see through the eyes of faith, that we operate through the eyes of faith, function through the eyes of faith. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And so we find ourselves in situations where we have to make sure that we continue to function in a place where we continue to allow God to direct us because we're looking through the eyes of faith, because we're looking through the window of faith. Let's try a different connection here and see what we get. And so then when we learn how to look, y'all let me know how this is coming through right now. When we learn how to look through the eyes of faith, then the enemy can't turn us around. He cannot stop us. He cannot slow us down. And sometimes for many of us, we miss the timing of God because we're too busy looking through the wrong lenses. We're looking through the wrong perspectives. The other day I began to share with someone how sometimes that we have things that happen in our lives because our yea is not yea and our nay is not nay. She said, well, man of God, how come these things keep happening to me? How come these conversations keep happening to me? I said, it's simply because you have not allowed your yea to be yea and your nay to be nay. When you decide to let your yea be yea and your nay be nay, then certain conversations will cease to happen. The problem is the devil knows you don't mean business. He knows that you don't mean business, and so therefore he'll come around and he'll try you. He'll still come at you because you don't really mean what you say. You have not yet taken the advantage of making sure that no matter what, I will stick to what I'm supposed to do. That's how I know the devil mad at me. That's how I know the devil mad at me. Things like this happen, enemy's the prince of the air. So Wi-Fi worked really good all day long with every other device, every other situation without a problem. And as soon as you get on there, get on Facebook and begin to spread the word of God and begin to share wisdom and knowledge and understanding, now all of a sudden the Wi-Fi don't work too good.
Amen.
And I will say the devil is a lie, but I know that we know that already. We're going to remain consistent in this thing. Now, I won't hold you long. I won't hold you long at all. All right? So God is trying to bring us to a place where we're walking through corrective lenses. And sometimes I've noticed that sometimes we're looking for people to say certain things and to feel certain things concerning us in our future. Problem is that they're not looking at you through the eyes of faith. They're looking at you through your past and through their own knowledge. And sometimes it's hard for people to recognize and to amen what you say that God has done for you because they're looking through the wrong lenses. And you can't tell me what God's going to do for me if you have not talked to God. Because even what you perceive to be sense without God can still be wrong. You know, I hear people say all the time, God ain't going to bless your mess. That's a lie. Stop telling people that. If that was the case, would none of us be blessed? Oh, I wish I had some help around here.
Amen, amen.
We always say, God ain't going to bless your mess. Listen here. First of all, we was a mess. The Bible says, wretched undone. You can't get no more of a mess than that. Apostle Paul said, I've counted on myself to be apprehended. But this one thing I do, I press toward the mark. Y'all, I feel the Holy Ghost down in my soul. You are a walking mess. without the grace of God. You're a walking mess without the peace of God. You're a walking mess without the joy of the Lord. That's your strength. Hallelujah. He tells the prophet to marry a harlot. He tells a Samson not to deal with anybody that's not like his kind. You don't know what God going to do. You don't know what God going to say. That's why you got
Amen.
To look through the lenses of faith to find out what is God saying, what is God doing. We assume that we always know what God's going to do and what God's going to say. He says, your thoughts are not my thoughts. Your ways are not my ways. They are as far as the east are from the west.
Yes.
Y'all heard me say this, and I'll say it again. My daddy would always say, if you walk in east, I don't care how far you walk in east, you still walk in east. You can be in the western hemisphere, but you are still walking east.
Yes.
Hallelujah. My God, I feel a preach right there. But if I'm walking through the eyes of faith, hallelujah, my God, today, my faith sees what I cannot see. My faith hears what I cannot hear. It's the substance of things hoped for. And it's the evidence of things not seen.
Praise God.
I don't know if y'all watch Law and Order, programs like that. Some of my favorite shows is Chicago PD. Law and Order, SBU, Blue Bloods. There's another show I like to watch called All Rise. They're all law enforcement shows.
Mm.
And listen here, without any evidence, my God, help me, Holy Ghost, without any evidence, the culprit runs free. Without any evidence, I can't prove that I'm innocent or I can't prove that I'm guilty. But faith is the evidence, hallelujah, of things not seen. You don't have to see it. My faith will prove it. Ooh, I wish somebody would type that in. My God, hallelujah, my faith will prove what I cannot see. Ooh, my God. Pastor Troy, you better come get me. I'm about to run. My God, I'm going to say it. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless you, God. Hallelujah. My faith is going to prove what my eyes cannot see. Hallelujah. My God, sometimes we're looking Thomas said, listen, I need to touch his side, but my faith is going to prove what I cannot touch. By God, my faith is going to prove what I cannot hear. Can I say it one more time? My faith is going to prove what I cannot see. My God, today, if I can shut it down right there, I can close the book and cut the mic off right there. I just gave you a mouthful right there. My faith, I wish somebody would type that in. My faith is going to prove what my eyes cannot see.
Mm.
Hallelujah. My
Praise
God,
that.
Help me, Holy Ghost. Bless you, Jesus. When we see things through the eyes of faith, you got to see your loved ones. You got to see your son, your daughter, your husband, your wife, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your job, your pastor, your bishop, your apostle, your prophet. You got to see them through the eyes of faith. Why?
Yes.
Because without faith, it's impossible to please the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And sometimes we're trying to please God with hope. My Jesus. He didn't ask you to please him with hope. He asked you to please him with faith.
Yeah.
Please him with faith. And it's the evidence of things not seen. My faith is tangible. Hallelujah. Evidence has to be tangible. Hallelujah. Watch this. Eyewitnesses are not considered to be evidence. They are just eyewitnesses. And if you look at any kind of court, anything, I watch Forensic Files. I watch First 48. I watch Crime 360. Those are some of my favorite shows. They tell you all the time that sometimes witnesses cannot be credible. Because sometimes it depends on who's saying what and their history and their background, what kind of life they live. So since I cannot always depend on the word of someone else, I need some hardcore evidence. My God, today, help me, Holy Ghost. So listen, when you cannot believe the word of the preacher or the word of the missionary or the word of the lay member, my God, my faith will prove, hallelujah, what you can't even, my God, what I can't, my God, what you may not even be able to testify to. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Sometimes you may not believe what somebody else is saying because it seems too far-fetched. You don't believe that person because you've heard that person lie before. You know that person, as my mama say, ain't living a nickel worth of dog meat. But my faith, hallelujah, will prove, my God, what you cannot testify to. My God, that's it, Sister Veronica. Are your words and your actions related? Because sometimes Bishop Marshall one again will say, he said, son, you never want people to say, I can't hear what you're saying, but singing what you're doing.
Glory.
Well, sometimes some folks testifying, but you're saying to yourself, I can't hear what you're saying for seeing what you're doing. Hallelujah. But my faith looks beyond, my God, what you're saying, and hears what he already spoke. I got to go, y'all. I got to go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm finna go. But my faith sees me somewhere in the future. Hallelujah. And I, hallelujah. And I look much better than I look right now. Hallelujah. Bless you, I'm going to say it again. My faith sees me somewhere in the future. And I look much better than I look right now. My God, my faith won't let me give up. My faith won't let me turn around. My faith won't let me throw in the towel. My faith. Hallelujah. My God, my faith is testifying to my future. My faith is telling me, be not weary in well-doing in due season. If you faint not, you shall reap a harvest of blessing. My faith is, my God, my faith is telling me that I reckon that the present suffering, my God, cannot be compared to the glory. My faith is telling me, my God, it was good that I was afflicted, that I may know him in the power of the might. My faith is telling me I've never seen the righteous forsake him, nor his seed begging bread. Hallelujah. My God, my faith is telling me that when my mother and my father forsook me, that the Lord will take me up.
Hey.
Hallelujah. My God, I'm going to say it again. My faith is testifying to my future. Hallelujah. That better is the end of me. My God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. My faith is testifying that my ladder shall be greater than my former. Hallelujah. My faith is testifying that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. Neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for me. Beloved, I'm trying to tell you, God's trying to give you some corrective lenses. He's trying to change your eyesight and see what he's saying. Hallelujah.
Hey.
My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. My God. I got to go, y'all. I got to go, y'all. I just came on tonight just for a few minutes just to testify to you and tell you that God's trying to correct your lenses. Stop looking through what you've been through. Stop looking about through where you are. Stop looking through what somebody's saying.
I got to go, y'all.
Hallelujah. But God, that's it, Evangelist Kaiser. God's trying to give you 20/20 vision. For some of you guys, God wants to do a laser surgery.
Lord.
Hallelujah. My God. God's trying to get you there. God's trying to make sure you hold on. God's trying to make sure that no matter what you do, no matter what you say, that you don't give up. No matter what you say, no matter what you do, don't you dare give up. We used to sing a song of mission where it says, don't give up. Help is on the way. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Help is on the way. Just hold on a little while longer. Jesus will. Hallelujah. He'll make you stronger. Hallelujah. My God. Start complaining. Hallelujah. He'll deliver your soul. Bless you, Jesus. He'll pick you up, my God, and make you whole. They said again, don't give up. Help is on the way. Hallelujah. My God, come and tell somebody, don't give up. My God, don't throw in the towel. Hallelujah. Again, your faith sees you somewhere in the future, and you look much better than you look right now. I'm trying to tell you, don't you throw in the towel. My God, don't you slow down. Drive and go forward. Hallelujah. Drive and go forward. Drive and go forward. Drive and go forward. Your faith says don't slow down. Faith says don't turn around. My God, don't mess it. Don't lose your momentum. Don't you stop. Don't you stop for nobody else. Keep on pushing. Keep on moving. Keep on swimming. My God, my God, your faith says keep on moving. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Bless you, Jesus. You got to keep on moving. You got to keep on pushing. My God. Hallelujah. My God. My God. So that thing blessed me. My God. My faith sees me somewhere in the future, and I look much better than I look right now. My God. You got to remind yourself of that every day. I'm somewhere in the future, and I look much better than I look right now. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost down in my soul. I came to encourage somebody today. Don't you give up. Don't you dare give up. Don't you dare throw in the towel. Don't you dare complain. Don't you dare murmur. Don't you dare fuss. Close your mouth and thank God that He trusts you. My God, I come to tell somebody, God's got faith in you. My God, my Jesus, I said, God's got faith in you. He said, have you considered my servant Sylvia? Have you considered my servant Veronica? Have you considered my servant Antoine? Have you considered my servant? My God, my God, I know they're going to give me glory. I know they're going to give me praise. I know at the end of the day, I'm going to get glory out of their lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. He's a wonder in my soul.
Yes, God.
Don't you dare give up. Don't you dare give in. Faith, my God, faith has no failure. Faith has no fault. Hallelujah. Faith has no give up.
Mm-hmm. My God, my God.
I'm going to tell you again, God has faith in you. Songwriter said, don't give up on God because He won't give up on you. The reason why God won't give up on you because He knows the thoughts that He has for you. And because He has those thoughts for you, He put whatever in you that, my God, He put the things in you that complements His thoughts for you. Hallelujah to God. I'm going to say it again. Because God knows the thoughts that He has for you, He then put in you what compliments
hey,
his thoughts.
Glory to God.
I'm trying to tell you.
Yes.
I'm trying to tell you. Listen, I got to go. I just came on here just to share with you tonight. Let God correct your lenses.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike
yes.
in the natural, sometimes the older we get, the dimmer our eyes become. But faith is the very opposite. The longer you stay in God, the stronger your faith becomes.
Amen. Amen.
My faith looks up to thee, O Lamb of Calvary. I come to tell you tonight, don't give up. God's got corrective lenses for you. I'm Prophet Antoine Thomas. Do me a favor. Share this tonight. If the Lord leads you to sow, by all means, please do so. We're going to put that in. We'll put that in the comments. Forgive me for that. But if the Lord leads with you to sow, by all means, please do so. We're not here for money. I learned Mother Dorothy Sykes said to me some time ago. She said, Pastor Antron, she put an R in my name. She said, Pastor Antron, I know you don't like to take money from the saints. She said, but you block folks' blessings if you don't let them sow into you. And so that's all this is about. Amen. We're not looking for this. God supplies our needs every day, all day. Every day, all day, God supplies our needs. But do it most importantly, please do share this. If you don't sow, please share it. Hallelujah. Please share it. Remember that faith, hallelujah, your faith sees you somewhere in the future, and you look much better than you look right now. I'm Prophet Antoine Thomas. Remember, the sky's not your limit. It's too low.
My. I told y'all from the beginning, God had a word for you, me, and the rest of you, that the man of God was going to release and drop in our spirit. That's why the enemy gets so mad every time he has to minister. Like he said, Wi-Fi been acting good all day long, showing all type of mess. But when the man of God gets on the line to release, then he wants to act up. From now on, I'm going to make sure we start the night off with putting Wi-Fi under Holy Ghost arrest. Since the enemy of our soul is the prince of the air, we're gonna pray against the air, acting up to keep God's word out. Who can stand against God? That's what I want to know. Because whoever that person is, I got to stay away from them. I thank God for the man of God releasing tonight. So if anybody on the line would like to say something to encourage the man of God, to let him know that he did bring forth the word, that he did teach us that we have to see through the faith, through the lenses of faith, what our eyes can't see. I'm going to even say what our mind can't even conceive and our heart can't even receive. Our eyes can see through faith because we're saved by faith, because God has faith in us. You all speak now. Encourage this man of God, please. Do it right now.
God bless the saints of God. This is Minister Margot. I thank God for his word on tonight, encouraging us through his prophet that faith is the essential thing, that faith is what's going to get us through, that faith in the fact that our future, he says faith is testifying to our future, and that we can count on God, and that God counts on us. He actually has faith in his servants. And so thank God for that word, for that encouragement, and be encouraged, man of God. Know that you are his prophet, and this is your time. And we lift you up, and we praise God and thank him for placing you in our lives for such a time as this. Be blessed.
Amen.
Stay encouraged. And as you said, go forward in faith. God bless.
God bless you, Minister Margot. Thank you for those words. Is there anyone else? We're having problems with Blog Talk, but I'm still going to keep asking, is there anyone else who would like to speak into the man of God's life on tonight? The devil is a lie. God, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for tonight. We thank you for tonight. I'm just so happy and excited that the man of God took time out to do what God told him to do. Being the prophet that he is called to be, as Minister Margot said, he is the prophet. Yes, he is. Prophet Antoine Thomas, do you have anything left that you would like to share with us before we close out the service?
Yes. Thanks so much for your prayers and your uplifting us. This Sunday at 4 p.m., we will be with Pastor Erica Huntley and the believer, the Cry Loud and Spare Not Believers Church, their 10th year anniversary. This is going to be held, let me get this address right, make sure I got it correct, 1101 South Austin Boulevard. That's this Sunday at 4 o'clock. By all means, if you're able to get there, 1101 South Austin Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois. We'll be there at 4 p.m. Come and help us celebrate this woman of God and his ministry's 10th year anniversary, and we're looking to see God move in a mighty way.
Okay. If I'm not mistaken, that should be on Austin, right off the division, right over in that area.
11 South actually be just
south,
off of Austin and Madison.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, 1101 South. That was all. 1101 South Austin would be just before Roosevelt. I'm sorry. 1101 South Roosevelt should be just right before you get to Roosevelt.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to make sure I said it, because I got North stuck in my head. But I thank God. You said, what's the time again?
At 4 p.m.
Okay, 4 p.m. until the Holy Ghost let go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know
oh,
in the world
yes.
we,
oh, yeah.
we have no shut-off time, so let's not shut God off. Your blessing may come through at the 8 o'clock hour, so don't be in no hurry to get out.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to know, again, is there anyone else who would like to speak?
This is Cecilia. I just wanted to say to Prophet Antoine, thank you so much for the confirmation. Faith was in prayer early this morning, and God released the word about diligence and then about, you know, by faith. And just hearing you talk about faith and your diligence and fighting through the warfare that tried to block the word of God just encouraged me so. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for the confirmation and for the word in your belly and how you just would not give up. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you, man of God.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Is there anyone else who would like to speak before we close out? Okay, well, we're going to close out. I'm going to make this last statement before I give you my closing remarks. Man of God, I've been asking God not to let me miss him. I have some things on the table, on the altar that I'm asking God about concerning with retirement and other things, but I'm just asking God not to let me miss his voice. So with you talking about his timing and got to be on time so you can hear what God is saying, I thank you for that. As the woman of God, Apostle Elect, said, that is definitely confirmation. So I want you all to be looking for our next service, which will be Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time with our very own Apostle Elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. Yes, Lord, Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser. They will be bringing forth the word on Sunday morning. Come back on this Monday, which will be Servant Pastor Troy Thomas service on Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And the upcoming Friday coming up, which will be the third Friday, will be my service, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time on Facebook Live as well as Blog Talk. I want you to know that our foundational scripture is Matthew 6 and 33. It says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." And with that being said, don't forget what the man of God said in his closing remarks. Don't give up. Mm-mm, this ain't the time. Don't give up. Man of God is back in your hands to pray us out, and we pray that God cover you while you're at work on tonight and keep you in safe surroundings.
Father, we just give you praise, honor, and glory, oh God, for just for what our eyes have seen and for what our ears have heard. And, Father, it is our prayer that no matter what we're faced with, that we will see that through the eyes of faith. For, Father, your word says that all things work together for the good of them who love you and are called according to your purpose, Father. And unless we see them through the eyes of faith, oh God, that we are walking blindly. But we walk by faith and not by sight. And for that, we give you honor, praise, and glory. And the glory shall be thine. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And good night, everyone.